Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Again, we're at BBS Radio and Rumble and YouTube. We're not broadcasting on YouTube because we get censored no matter what we say. And so, but there are a lot of ships and a lot of videos on there. So you can check out YouTube if you want to see the ships, the Hawaii footage, and things like that. And East City Stargate TV, VMO. We're just type in East City Stargate or As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS, and it'll come up. The lot going on right now, it's pretty crazy. First, there's some good news and some bad news. Anyway, but we watched Trump trial. God, it's so funny when you look at the words around this trumped up. Everything was trumped up. That whole case was trumped up. And it was a misdemeanor, and he didn't even do the misdemeanor. So anyway, for him to be convicted, it just shows that New York, it's sad, but there's it's let's say it's extremely lacking in critically thinking, integrity. There's a lot of integrity and morally impaired people. Running the show there, and not the everyday people. They're standing up. They're standing up for Trump and things like that. But people go, "Are you for Trump?" And I said, "No, I'm for people becoming empowered and getting their power back, and that's what he represents." So basically, anyway, I'm sure it's going to be appealed. I don't know what the verdict is going to be, but I've never seen such a kangaroo court in all my life. It's insane. And when he said, they're really after you, he's just standing in the way. This goes to show you right now on the highest levels, the corruption and what he's up against. And we need to take a look at that. We all need to stop participating in this scam of a government. They're not your government. And it's time for you to realize that. But, because I can go deeper in that. One day I'll do a show about that, a whole show on it. But we're getting the same thing. We're getting the agencies that have been corrupted and weaponized. We're getting everything here, same thing. So sometimes I feel like I'm Trump in the UFO community. But anyway, that being set aside, we need to all stand up and say enough, and find our impeccable integrity within and stop participating anymore with this nonsense. The good news, yesterday my new camera came in. The bad news is my old camera's dead, and I lost a lot of footage. We had a great Japanese group here with some incredible footage on it, and the camera died. So I got a new one, an 8K that hooks up to my adapter, and so I can film night vision in 8K now. And I tried it out last night, and there were so many ships I couldn't, the skies were full. And it's funny that they're over Goldendale in that area, and there were so many ships I couldn't believe it. They're busy, and that's where a lot of our attacks are coming from, a lot of the problems that we're dealing with. But it's all been weaponized, and it's weaponized against anybody that is conservative, anybody that is authentic, anybody that has shown impeccable integrity or courageous, that you're the tall poppy and they're going to try to knock you down. So anyway, I want to get on a lighter note. I've got a great guest today. I've got Lily Nova, and she's a UFO and space photographer, contactee, CE5 practitioner, cosmic channel, best-selling author and speaker. Her story about UFO footage and UFO footage has been featured in the Travel Channel and mainstream media all over the world, including UFO Bible and the Mirror, I guess, or I don't know what this is. Anyway, I'll bring Lily on to talk about that. So, Lily, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's Lad Bible in the Mirror.
Okay, I went, what? It's really
Yeah.
small, super small print. So I was trying to get through that. But
Yeah.
anyway, welcome to the show. It's always great having you on the show. And I want to commend you and your work in maintaining the spiritual side of things, which is heavily censored. I mean, you're walking into a minefield when you do that, you know, especially with the controlled narrative. They don't want anybody to know about the real history of Earth, the series of colonizations, and the spiritual side to it, the multidimensional side. They want to keep that away. And you know, they're still asking the questions, are they real? Are UFOs real? You know, it's just like, that's the 70-year-old controlled narrative. Give it up.
Yeah, and it's really important to have discernment right now too, because of, just a flood of all sorts of information, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we have that saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And there are a lot of people at the top of the food chain in the UFO community. They're working with malevolent entities. It's obvious. And you look at their connections and their contacts and who's funding them and things like that. And you know, it's pretty dark. I mean, you know, I try not to go there, but there is a satanic Luciferian element involved, and that's the big money, you know, and unfortunately, if you're authentic, you know, there's a war between the posers and the authentic and those who are working with that side going on, and the truth tellers, you know, the people that have impeccable integrity, and they're really trying to get this information out, you know, in service to humanity and the earth.
And what I like to do is I really like to, so you know, sometimes my star family and the benevolent ETs I work with, you know, they'll give me information and messages and things like that. But a lot of what my focus is learning through kind of the training that they put me through to help me reach, you know, higher levels of consciousness, to help me heal childhood trauma, past lifetime trauma. You know, discovering and activating your gifts, activating your DNA, and helping to teach people how to make their own connection, safe connection with their benevolent star family, and you know, have discernment. So that's really what I like to focus on, and what my star family likes to assist humanity with.
Yeah, it seems like there's two camps and there's a gray area in between, but one camp is here to empower the individual to make their own personal connection with Creator and the beautiful many masters, you know, and spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And there's another group, and it's internal. And there's another group that's working on the external, the see me, dig me, look at me, I'm so smart, you know, you know, I'm special and all this other stuff, and you know, going on. And there's kind of a war going on, and I call it the poser wars. It's a war between the posers and the authentic. And it seems like the lower you go down into ufology, when you get into the you know, more physical and 4D stuff, it's really a mess, you know. And the higher you go, it's more positive, more aligned with universal law, and people are cooperating and working together, and that's where we need to go.
And then there's also like the grander plan vision of it, because you know, whenever I started coming across a lot of that, discovering that and seeing that in the community, which was really shocking to me that that could happen, I asked, you know, like, how could this happen? And essentially, what I received is, well, one, there's a war going on, so there's, you know, two different sides, many different agendas. And also, humanity needs to learn to have discernment, and they have to learn the lessons. They have to make the choice. So, yeah, it's been kind of a big test for a lot of people. But in the grander plan, I think, you know, we're good. We just have to learn and help pass that along to others.
Yeah, they say the path to enlightenment, you have to experience a lot of little what you don't want to exact what you want. And so, it is an empowering situation, because if they do everything for you, then nobody learns. Nobody, you know, it's all about gaining the wisdom through experience. And I know they did that with me. It's like they gave me a crash course in the dark side, and a lot of people, I'm sure you've probably gone through that too, and it's just like, holy crap, this stuff is real, this stuff exists, I better get some tools and learn how to deal with this. And In India, they have a saying, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And I think the whole earth right now is getting a crash course in this because of the vibrational lifting going on and the awakening healing process, because we've got to go through our dark side to get, you got to go through hell to get to heaven, kind of, we're all going through that. We're all getting a crash course in what doesn't align with universal law and just being kind and loving to each other.
I agree 100%. And that's one of the big kind of messages. I call it Starseed Boot Camp, where my family was putting me a crash course through. First, it was very lovey-dovey and the love and light. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then once I got to a certain level, they're like, okay, crash course in the dark. And I had to learn the lessons. They were there watching over. And so I wasn't in like any super danger, but I experienced some things and I learned through those. And I remember through one of those training experiences, they told me you have to go through it. Like literally, you have to go through it. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. You can't go around it. You have to go through it. So that's always stuck with me.
I was working with a woman and her daughter. Her daughter was like a 14-year-old daughter, and she was having some issues, about drugs and making choices and things like that, and the peer pressure and everything. And she was, and so we did a clearing for her, and then we connected her into her own main teacher and guide. And she goes, God, this is so far beyond any drugs or anything else. She goes, this is amazing. And I said, well, you have a choice. You have the drugs or enlightenment, which one do you want to maintain your own personal connection with Creator, which is that just pure love and joy and bliss? Or do you want to go party and do the drugs and the other stuff, And I said, be an example to the others. And then all of a sudden she was sitting there, God, who, I think Mary came through her, like Mother Mary came through her all of a sudden. And she turns around and starts speaking to me, and she gave me this message, like out of the mouth of babes, basically. And she says, and I was going through a breakup at the time with this woman I was dating, and she goes, you have to keep loving. She goes, no matter how much it hurts, you have to keep loving, because love is the only way out. You gotta move, like you're saying, you gotta go through it. You just can't slam the door. And if you can stay in your heart in love and not go into those baser emotions, or heal them as they come up, you'll get through it. And if you don't get through it, you'll just do it again and again, but it is amazing. And after that, I just realized, like, I can't close my heart. I can't do that. No matter what people throw at you or no matter what they do, I mean, you can set boundaries, and a lot of times you need to do that. You need to, okay, look, we're done. You have a nice day. You've established your character, and have fun with that. But you gotta stay in the heart, because it only hurts you if you don't, if you don't stay there.
Yeah, I love that. And that's actually one of the first things whenever a more like a stronger communication began with my star family, because at first they were showing up as UFOs and I was getting, bits and pieces. But whenever I actually got to meet my main mentor, star family mentor that appeared, the first thing she said to me was, and I wasn't very big into spiritual. I was a little spiritual, but nothing like I am today. She said, the first thing she said to me was, your heart chakra needs some work. And I was like, whoa, an extraterrestrial is telling me my heart chakra needs some work. And then, I was downloaded with, the understanding, and I learned, you get hurt throughout life and you put up these, you kind of close yourself off and but you have to open your heart and allow, let in that love and that light to heal you. And yeah, so it might be it just kind of goes against what we've been programmed to do.
What I realize is what they told me is, love is the ultimate power in the universe. It's the cosmic glue that holds everything together and the manifesting force behind creation. And they said, if you can channel that love through your heart, nothing can stand in your way. You can get through anything. But when you shut it down and you go into defense mode, and you go into victim mode and the other stuff, then they got you. You're in that other world. And And no matter how nasty they are, when biggest, ugliest reptilian, when you can channel that energy into that situation, they run, they go. And you know what they hate the worst is divine feminine energy. It really messes them up for some reason. They do not like, I think it's because the real power is love, and women by nature have the are very nurturing, they're loving, they're, I hate to say it, but they're more connected to, because they're more subjective to the higher dimensions than men. Men are more intellectual, by not all men, but more intellectual. They're the doers, the fixers, and we have it backwards on the planet. Like the Palladians are a matriarchal society. The women are kind of receiving the information, and the men are helping to carry it out. And as it should be, it's the way it should be. But the real, we want to find balance in ourselves, basically. That's the key. But the I've noticed that there's not there's not a lot of balance, right now on the planet, and especially in the UFO community. It's unbelievable. And again, the men are running the show. Basically, they've sh it's just like religion. They've shut out the women, a lot of the very spiritually connected women. They're trying to bring in the positive, more loving messages, are getting kicked aside. And there's people on the boards of these major conferences and things like that that are, I mean, they'll say, look, they'll tell you up front, do not talk about the spiritual side, do not talk about the other stuff. And they'll tell you, we'll cancel you, we'll kick you out. And I've had them say that to me, just say, your message is not what we want to promote, here. And they got really upset, because we want to keep the division game going and keep asking the questions, are they real? Are they this? They and make it scary and fearful, and keep it back in the past and Roswell and things, and some abductions. It's amazing that the controlled narrative, how deep it goes.
I was surprised whenever I started coming into this space. First, it was about the UFOs and I was accumulating evidence of them, getting a lot of footage, and then it took me on a spiritual journey, and I was surprised to see the division in the kind of the UFO community, where there's very like nuts and bolts, and then there's very spiritual, when we need to bridge, science and spirituality. It's all connected.
Yeah, exactly. I told people, I said, when you start awakening, you're going to realize, first of all, you're going to go through, are they real, and the nuts and bolts stuff, and then you're going to go, okay, they are real. What are they? Who are they, and things like that. And then you're going to go into, wow, there's, I was on a spiritual journey. Why are these guys in my life? Like, am I being hijacked? And then you go, no, it's part of your journey to unite with the greater family of man throughout, the multidimensional family of man. On your way to source, you're going to connect with them. And then you have to incorporate all that. But there's a good old boys club, and they can't go there, and they don't want you to go there, because they're going to lose their power. They're going to lose their followings. They're going to lose their whatever they're doing. And it's sad. And what's even sadder is the big money behind that supports that. It doesn't support the people who are authentic, that are coming from the heart, that have solutions and really want to turn the planet around. The people that are really focused on the awakening, healing, the liberation of planet Earth, they don't want that out, because they want to stay in control, basically, is what it is.
Well, I've thank God for us being able to have platforms, even though, of course, there's those that we get super censored on, but I think we're blessed to be able to have the methods to reach so many people though still, and help on this level. And then there's so many communities that are also coming together, and people may come across you, they hear about you, or they may come across me, and it helps them. So many people are waking up every day, and I feel a lot of really big waves. There's been a lot of ugly stuff going on, of course, and a lot of darkness, but even in the past like week or two, I feel some huge shifts, yet darkness coming out. But Like my star family and some of the inner earth beings have had, and the Sasquatch clans that I work with have had me doing a lot of grid work and clearing up all of this, dark stuff. And I accidentally came across, I was supposed to be going for a hike. My friend picked out this place. I'm in Missouri, this huge cave to go hike to. It was an hour and a half away. We get there and I see these huge shipping containers out front that says China something. And I was like, that's kind of weird to have, a cave in a park and it's all fenced in. And then I find out that the caves close because they're fixing the light fixtures. So we're like, okay, so we go start walking down the trail. My friend feels called to this one area in the woods. We kind of go off the beaten trail and find this cave that had been barred off, and we both immediately feel very, very dark energy. And I start immediately started doing a clearing, transmuting, and then I'm, connecting with my guides and asking what the heck's going on. And then I see the inner earth beings and the Sasquatch show up, and I was there to help do grid work. So there was some negative things going on underground there. And we found some other weird things, some ritualistic looking thing in the middle of the woods. It was all weird. And I was like, wow, that's happening basically in my backyard. But we blasted the place so much with light that, yeah, they've had me focus on grid working in other areas too. So I think, especially with the solar flares and the solar activity, we're making a lot of headway over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, they've had some crazy stuff happen, I know in that area, and then also Minnesota and Yellowstone.
Yeah.
There's this weird ritualistic component going on there that is tied into like Dog Man and a lot of the missing people, and it's more than just one thing. It's not just one thing, and some crazy stuff, and like you're saying, the light. I always people, well, how do you deal with all this stuff, knowing about all the dark and everything else? And I said, because I know the light's more powerful and it's coming in big,
Yeah.
and nobody can stop what's coming. It's massive, and it's the creator itself has said, we're going to clean the planet up. We're going to the next level. We're and so I always know that no matter what, this is going to happen. You can't stop it. You're going to be challenged all the way through it, but in the
Right.
end game, we win. God wins, basically, whatever you want to call it. I call
Yeah.
it creator, great spirit, God, whatever name, because a lot of people have a real hard time with the word God because it's been usurped, and men have changed the image and the message, throughout the years to control and but I tell people, quit searching for God externally and quit searching for ET externally and everything else. It's an internal experience. And once you get your own house in order, they'll find you. They'll find you. So I just see such a huge movement to make this all external right now. And that's one big distraction, because the awakening healing process is an internal process, and then it shows out in the external once it's been done, and that's where we need to go.
Yeah, I've had some really great lessons from my star family through that. So they guided teaching me how to initiate contact and make contact and develop that communication. A lot of it has to do with like manifestation and the vibration frequency. So if you're trying too hard or looking, searching for something outside of yourself and you want it really bad and you need it, that's lowering your frequency. That's putting strain on it. Friction on it, so it's not gonna really happen or happen as easy. But if you just get a relax in a relaxed state, or focus inward, raise your frequency, get in a blissful state, have fun, be playful, be curious, that's what attracts it, and then they show up. Like I would be out looking for them. I'm like, hey, where are you guys at? Usually, you're out here instantly. And they were teaching me a lesson. They once I stopped looking for them externally, and I started playing around with my camera, taking pictures of sunset, gotten in a really, good state because I was doing my passion. Then they showed up and they said, see, don't look for us outside and don't need it. Just get into a flow, a blissful state, and we will be here.
Yeah, I like that saying, who's trying? Who's trying? The ego is trying. The spirit is already there. And so the more you're trying, the more the ego is trying to connect with what they're already connected to. It's like, but your ego is saying you're not connected. And so it keeps trying. I got to do this. I got to do more of this. I got to do 10 hours a day of meditation. I have to do it. I have to do all this stuff so I can connect with what's omnipresent, including me. You know what I mean? It's a mind F, and it's been going on for a long time. The creator is omnipresent within all creation, including us. And we're multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And if they can trap you in the lower chakras, which are survival, sex, and power, which all the media does, basically, they got you. But once you get into the heart, they start losing you. And when you get into the higher dimensions, the higher chakras, then they've lost you altogether. And then you're a threat. Now you're a threat to the system, so.
I love that. That's such a good reminder. And I've even experienced that during meditation. I can make contact, pretty easily if I ask a question. Or, you learn how to tune in too, because we have guides with us at all times, and there's source too, of course. But even during meditation, sometimes I'll be like, reaching out for messages, asking what star family's around, and then I had like nothing was happening once, but and then I was like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna do a meditation on myself. I started focusing inward, and then they appeared immediately, and that was another kind of lesson learned. But I loved what you just said. Yeah, we are always connected, and they are always with us. And something else you said about the lower three chakras, that was a really big lesson for me too. The chinks in your armor, like you say, in the lower three chakras, that's where those things can get in. And that really happened to me with the root chakra. So I had to do a lot of healing and work. I had to work on my root chakra for months, and it was dreadful because I started experiencing, this was during the Starseed boot camp, experiencing a lot of psychic attacks and being messed with my footage too. I was capturing footage of some kind of sketchy things going on, and yeah, so I had to really clean that up and heal that, and now I don't get messed with.
It's and people need to realize that it's a process, and it's a process that needs to be done. And so basically, without that process, you're in the muggle world. You're a body and a personality, and that's all you are, and you're competing, and you're after all the sense gratification and all that stuff. It's like you're in that world. But they think they're in the other world. That's the problem, is they've actually talked themselves into thinking that they're in the other world. And I see the other big trap too is that the enlightenment means to be in knowledge of that there is a dark side and there is a light side and there's a gray area in between. It means to be in knowledge of all of it. And self-mastery is learning how to set boundaries and clear unseen negative influences and things like that. And so that those two components are really important, and they're missing in a lot of the spiritual community and some of the UFO community too as well. Those two understandings are missing because there's a lot of people saying they're all love and lighters, it's all love, it's all joy. And that's great, but there is, it's like an ostrich, if your head's buried in the sand, your butt's up there, for them to do whatever they want to it. It's like,
Over the last couple of years, they've showed me a lot of like the deeper, darker things, like the Luciferian stuff, SSP stuff, and all of that. And it's just blew my mind that that stuff really existed. And it was difficult for me to process at first. And it was very triggering, I think, from past lifetime, trauma, Orion Wars, things like that, Lyran Wars, I had to work through. But we do have to become aware of it and heal the triggers. And also somebody said something the other day that I really liked. The dark serves the light in the grand scheme of things. In the high up scheme of things.
Yeah, I saw something really interesting. A person came to me, and I can't say too much about it, but he was very connected to royal family, let's say over there in England, and he got really upset when I talked about this before, but I didn't mention any names or anything. But he was very tied in on a very high level, but he had like three reptilians attached to him. And he came in and he wanted to do a clearing. He was trying to get, he goes, I really want to get my power back, and these things are just working through me. And so as soon as he came in and sat down, he didn't tell me all this stuff, but I saw these three reptilians and I went, oh man, this is going to be fun. And so I called on Babaji actually. And that he was the first one that came to me, came into mind. And I asked him, I said, can you help with this? And he came in, and these reptilians, they bowed all the way to the ground and they would not look up. And then they finally backed away. They backed out and left, and I go, wow, the reptilians are bowing to Babaji, and the masters, it's like they know the jig's up, when the masters appear, they know it's game over. But it's like the old saying, if life rolls boulders at you, you build stairs, you can use it. And it is empowering. Eventually, when you get through it, it's empowering because you've got to meet the challenge, you've got to get the tools, you've got to, it forces you to stand, set boundaries and stand in your power and get the tools for self-mastery. It actually pushes you in that direction. So in a way, it does serve the light, but there's a lot of people that don't make it. I hate to say, some people don't make it through and succumb to the darkness, and they're masters at if you're in this for the fame and if you're in this for the money and the power, as anything, any position, you're toast. Those are the massive chinks in your armor, and they're going to come through that. And unfortunately, that's what's running the show right now. But it's all being exposed, and so, the see me, dig me crowd is imploding because they haven't done their spiritual work, and the controllers are falling apart because the energy coming in is empowering the individual, and it's the end of tyranny. Then the control narrative is totally falling apart because truth is coming up. It's all surfacing right now, so that whole world is imploding in on itself. And I'm just trying to stay out of the way as much as it does. I like to push the snowball over the hill a little more every once in a while, but there's always a backlash.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think number one focus right now with all of the the drama, just something comes to mind. I remember when some of this drama between people was coming out. I think this was over 2 years ago, a couple years back. And again, I was asking, how could this happen? What's the truth? What's really happening with this specific individual or between these individuals? And kind of whenever I started like feeding into that, I started kind of experiencing like fear and almost like a psychic attack.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
I was like, okay, no, essentially that I learned my lesson. Don't even feed into it. Just stay out of the way of it, essentially. It let it run its course. That's lessons that they're learning. Just kind of stand in your truth, speak your truth, and don't feed into that. And trust also that you are divinely guided. But also, a
Yeah.
lot of people, it's really important for with your spiritual work, and if you are working with guides and ETs and things like that, you want to specify that you are only working with beings of the highest love and light, so that nobody tries to like trick you into pulling you a certain direction.
Yeah, and I've seen, there's faker spirits, there's malevolent ETs, there's grays, reptilians, serpent beings, there's all these things out there that can hijack your mission, and they'll come through the chinks in your armor, and they'll create a lot of they create the division, And unfortunately, there's a lot of opportunists and backstabbers out there that are being run by these energies. And I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen, the lack of integrity. And we've done counseling with certain people, and they say, well, I'm this and I'm that, and I'm a 20 and back and all these things up. When you do the counseling, it doesn't come up. And you go, well, what you're tapping into is past lives where you were on the ships and you were fighting, in the Orion Wars with the reptilians and the grays and the other stuff. And that you've done that, that's part of your lineage or whatever, with these other civilizations. But, you're not part of the SSP 20 and back. And oh God, they just come unglued and come after you. And it's happened multiple times. And I just said, I go, it all seems familiar to you because you've done this in the past. You're not doing it with the secret space program, but you've done it in the past. And actually, you're much more than that. When you really get into the core of who you are, you're a God being. You're a multidimensional. You're not just a body and a personality and fighting these physical wars or in the lower astral or something like that. That's where you want to focus. But boy, try to take that away from them. Try to take their story away from them. Boy, you're all of a sudden you're demonized. You're the bad guy, and they got to make you wrong so they can keep their story.
Well, and that brings up a good point. Even if we have played that role, that's not all who we are. That's just a little piece of who we are. So you don't want to make like identify your whole image and who you are just on that one thing, because you are much, much more. And just last night I was kind of tuning in and talking to Star Family about, my different roles and stuff. And some things it's not even like I know I fought in those things and I've been involved in a lot of different things, but sometimes whenever I've tried to dig up more information on it, it doesn't really matter because I'm here in the here and now doing what I'm doing, the things that I need to know and that are beneficial for me to remember and know for my mission now will, come to me. But some things that it's, just important to focus on your personal development and your mission here and now. And they said, yes, you've played many, many, many roles, as have we.
Why pick one when you've been at all of it? It's I tell people within everyone is this loving, joyous, wise, and powerful manifesting God or goddess. That's the core, this total loving, joyous being. So why do you want to give that up, that connection up to for some just one past life or whatever, and make that your full identity when you're all of it? And people have a hard time with that. And I struggle with it too. When I was evolving, I had a being come to me, and he's this big Viking guy, and he's had soot all over his face and everything. It scared the shit out of me when it appeared in front of me. And he goes, I'm your soul. So on a soul level, I'm this guy named Uwad, which is this huge Viking dude. And there's some healing to do. There's a lot of healing to do because he was a warrior and things, and his family was murdered and killed, and that's what created that. And so, but on the flip side, there was no fear. I mean, this guy was fearless. He was powerful, and so there's always two sides, and if you heal the one side and keep the fearlessness and that, you're good, and then another being shows up to me, his name's Tas Samar, and he goes, I'm your Christ self, or I'm your 5D self, and so I'm going, okay, well, if you say so, whatever. And so my identity is having a meltdown, right? It's like I'm having a meltdown. And then these other beings kept appearing to me as I was going up the vibration continuum and saying, I'm you on this level, and I'm you on this level. And finally I got to Ezekiel, which is the God of eternal bliss and everything. And the Andromans told, that's what the Andromans refer to him as. And it's not really a he, it's Kasia and Ezekiel that soul merged and ascended together. And they said, it appears as a more of a man with long beard and long golden robes and just pure energy flowing into each all of it. And just the bliss is overwhelming. And so they appear, he appeared to me, I don't even know what to call it, appeared to me, and he said, and he told me, he said, "It's all you. It's all you." And because my identity was having a meltdown, my ego and was having a full-on meltdown. Like, I thought I was James, you know, and then this being appeared, and this being, and this, and then when you get up to the top, your identity is all that is. You know, you merge with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. So why settle for one limited experience or lifetime and make that your whole personality? You know, it's you got to drop the personality, and then everything makes sense. It won't make sense otherwise. You'll never get it.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I have a similar experience. And also I wanted to say it can be fun to, you know, the reason, like as an example, the reason why I always loved like ninja movies and always thought, you know, I could kick ass like a ninja is because I've been a ninja in a past lifetime. And that's cool to me. You know, you can kind of like revel in that in a minute, and that makes sense. So we have these kind of unique journeys where everything's leading us to where we are now. But about meeting other versions of yourself, that's what began happening to me through these different ET beings that were coming to me at different points in my journey. They were other versions of me, higher dimensional versions of me, and they would show up and they would, you know, maybe teach me some things, and then they would integrate within me. So I was always integrating these different aspects of myself along the way. And probably same goes for you know, other people who may see a lot of spirit guides and things like that. A lot of them are probably just other versions of you, you know.
Yeah, it's all you. It's
Yeah, it's
really
all you.
yeah, because that's the end point. That's what all the lamas and the yogis teach, you know. Is you become one with the one consciousness, you know, like the Buddha likes his hot dog, you know, one with everything, you know. But that upsets people. Buddha's a vegetarian, you know. Actually, a lot of the lamas eat meat, you know. So it Native Americans eat meat. Come on, guys, like give it up. Don't judge. But it's all just energy. It's just, you know, energy, and certain bodies need certain things. But I'm trying to, I don't want to go into that, but I've been attacked by the veggie Nazis quite a bit. You know, and if you want to do that, fine. You know, it's just not for everybody. You know, my trouble is my yoga teacher. I long time ago, God, it's another lifetime, I was like her senior student and everything. And she told me, she said, "You know, James," she said, "most people I tell, you know, eat light, drink a lot of water, you know, be a vegetarian and things like that, and you know, and everything." I said, "But you know what?" She goes, "You need to go eat a big fat steak and find a girlfriend because you don't even know you have feet." You know, because that was after the near death experience. I was like not here, and I was trying to get back on the planet and get grounded again. She said, "You know, you need grounding. You know, you don't need this other stuff. You're trying to get back from your experiences, you know." So it really made sense, you know, and we forget about that. Like, the earth is just as holy as anything else, you know, and it's 3D God, you know, and we need to honor that, you know, respect that. Because what you do here is going to affect your future, you know, your future lives and incarnations and things like that. So people go, "Oh, it's all illusion, it doesn't matter." And I go, it does matter. Nature matters, you know, take care of it. What you do to nature, you know, is, you know, universal law. It's basically, you know, it's we have to do some things to survive down here, you know. You have to, but
We have to
basically,
eat.
we have to eat, and we have to, you know, have shelter and things like that on this dimension. You know, you have to do certain things to survive, but on other dimensions, you're fine.
And some people, just on the vegetarian thing real quick, some people will get sick if they it depends on your body type. I'm a nutritionist too. I went to actually I have a dietetics degree, and what I found, some people it does really, really good for them. And then some people, like you see some people doing the carnivore diet, and that has gotten rid of diseases and helped them. So it's just a variety. So yeah, I agree. Don't judge.
Yeah, I've got a friend that he was doing everything and then finally got on the paleo diet or whatever, and all of a sudden his health just totally returned to him. And I did the vegetarian thing for a while, and the same thing, I got so spacey and ungrounded, and it wasn't working for me. It's like your blood type too determines what you need as well. So, but I know biophysicists with like several PhDs, and they always say there's certain enzymes and amino acids your body needs that just are not you're not going to get through
Plant.
vegetables. And
Right.
and then on one level too, if you're that spiritual, you can even create protein through meditation and things like that. So it's different stories, but you got I think to me it's like you got to do the best with what you got. The body you're in, take care of it, give it what it needs,
Yeah, and intuitive. Be intuitive with it. You know what your body needs, what you're craving.
Yeah, it's like they say, flowers and dessert are for the soul, So get a lot of flowers and have a lot of dessert and take care of your soul, but get a balance, find a balance in it,
Yeah,
basically.
balance and harmony.
Yeah,
Balance and harmony, definitely.
definitely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's. I'm so glad you're covering a lot of this stuff too, and that. I think. What do you think the biggest message that people need to hear right now, with all the challenges that they're going through? I mean, we're going through a shit storm. I mean, you might see that as unspiritual to say it like it is, but right now, I mean, the good news is what's behind it that's pushing everything up is awesome. But we're in the middle of it right now. And
Well, and just to touch briefly on the whole like Trump thing. So I tuned into that last night. I wasn't a political person, yada 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 yada. But
yeah.
he's a conduit for change. And the censorship and corruption of the judicial system is just blatantly obvious, and that needs to change. And so last night I suddenly saw Trump appear as like a time traveler, and I just felt like peace, and it I felt it's going to work out. So that I felt peace from that. So that was cool. 5D chess, I guess, right? There's a lot going on behind the scenes. So I would say that about that, since that's very recent news. I recently had a wonderful experience last week with a big group got together, and a local Sasquatch clan in Grafton, Illinois got very, very close to us, and was out of any other year, just very, very close with everybody, and was kind of guarding, and so many people had experiences with them. And I really feel like that was just kind of a big milestone, that these other dimensional beings are becoming more and more comfortable with, and as we are raising our frequency and becoming more open and evolving. I think that just shows how much we are progressing, and the inner earth beings and the galactics too. And then with all of the grid work that is being done right now, all of the cleanup. So there's a lot of cleanup. We're doing a lot in our sleep too, that you may not even remember. I've woken up in the morning, barely becoming conscious as I'm coming back into my body, and I was working with Archangel Michael, clearing the astral realm. So there's just so much going on that we're not aware of. And just whenever I tuned in last night, and again this morning, I heard very clearly, like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and I just felt peace. So hopefully that helps bring some peace for people in uncertain times. Just keep focusing on your internal growth and developing your connection with spirit. Do meditations, activation, spend time in nature, get around like-minded people. Travel to any sites that you feel called to, like, like eSETI, because we're all doing grid work too. So yeah, that's kind of my message. That's what I'm feeling today.
Yeah, going back to Trump, I kept asking about him. Is he, is he online? Is he really trying to bring the power back to the people and empowering the people, everything? And I got 100%. They said yes, 100%. That's what he's came for, to expose all this stuff and show. And you really think about it, what archetype would be best to bring up everybody's issues? A powerful, white, rich male.
Yeah, he's
Because we've done
triggering.
They've done most of the damage on the planet, a lot of damage on the planet. So he's the perfect archetype to trigger
Yeah, trigger.
people's deep emotional traumas and wounds and wrong conclusions from past experience. I mean, he's getting the butt end of all of it, but really he's doing an awesome job of bringing all that up for people. And you see these never Trumper peoples are refusing to look at their trauma. And they're refusing to forgive and heal, and they're locked into their egos, and they need to be right, and they need revenge and everything else. But that's not who he is. I mean, that's the facade, but there's something under that. And to me, I love his authenticity more than anything. He is just pure authentic. He says what he thinks, just blurts it out and calls it out, and I hate to say it, but he's right 99% of the time. What he says, he's like right on, and stuff I want to say, but I'm not in that position. And that's why that's why he's drawing these massive crowds right now and everything else, because his message is about the people and empowering the people and getting taking down this deep state and all this other nonsense going. And I've seen beings that are working with him, and like Michael, and there's other beings that are working through him, some very, very powerful spiritual and technologically advanced beings. The Ryan Council of Light is working very close with that, and the Palladians and Andromedans and Sirians and all those guys. That's the multidimensional aspect to it in the planetary liberation process. But it's a big picture, and I've just seen these people, just they can't see it. They're so blocked by their own trauma and their need for revenge and to get even. They're like little kids.
And
And
the programming
the
too from the
social
mainstream.
engineering, and you really think about anybody that the mainstream media and all these guys are constantly attacking. To me, it's like that's somebody you want to listen to.
Right. So we're
He's
kind of
not,
waiting.
yeah, he's not herd consciousness. He didn't come in here to, he's just breaking down the whole control system right now. But anyway, a lot of people, I'm sure I'll get hate mail for that one. I always do. But the bottom line is like, I mean, he is just in everybody's face, bringing everything up for us to heal. And if we're getting triggered, we need to go within and find the trigger, and find out, because some of the people that are after him, like these prosecutors and DAs, they're the most wounded, traumatized, angry, I want revenge people I've ever seen. There's no healing happening there with them. There's and they are actually going to create their own demise, basically. That's what they're, because they're going against universal law, and there's the karma around that's being accelerated and amplified right now. So they're old saying, whatever you do unto others will be done unto you. It's that simple. If you're trying to put somebody in jail and destroy their career and their family and things like that, that's where you're going. You're going to have that same experience, because, and that's all being amplified right now. So, everybody that's trying to put him in jail are probably going to end up in jail. More, it's just universal law. I'm not threatening or anything else. It's just the way it works. So the only way out of this is for people to go within and feel and go through that trauma, release it, forgive, and then go to the next level. And then they'll see things differently. And then you end up thanking your antagonizers. You thank the people that brought up your issues, that triggered showed you where the chinks in your armor are and things like that. And that's when you're moving into enlightenment.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I agree. And like I said, I wasn't political or anything like that, but Star Family started showing me visions of him, and then I started looking at it in a different way. Oh, this is, a conduit of change, and I got more hip on that over the last couple of years. And then, I have asked, why do you got to pick somebody who's so triggering to everybody? Like, it's caused so much division. But that I guess that's why, I guess, because he's triggering all everything that needs to be healed.
It is. That's exactly what's going on. And I'm surprised that people can't see it. It's like he's the perfect, he's like the button pusher, he sees that big red button and he just goes burn and hits it, and that's an extreme service to the people, to the whole country, just to push those buttons and be authentic and call out, what needs to be called out. But I'm the same thing. I'm not political. It's like I could go more into that, but I'm kind of in a position of I'm more of a universal being. I want to see the country heal and the planet heal. That's what I'm all about. And whoever's best suited to do that. Now, a present administration, we can always look at that. Where is it taking us down to? We're being flushed right down the toilet with this group. So I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure that one out. It's unsustainable, and the end result of that. So, I look at it that level. I look at it on a whole different level. What's highest and best good for the planet, for the country, for and a lot of people are looking to USA right now to see if we pull through this because we used to be the example of we were governed by a constitution and a bill of rights, and it was all about being just and fair, and we didn't always act out that way, but that was the base foundation. People always stepped outside of that, but through the years. But the bottom line is that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all those things were divinely inspired documents on. And they fit right into universal law, which the higher civilizations live by. And so when people try to tear all that down, it shows you that they're working for another side, either in ignorance or knowingly, one or the other, but they're working for the wrong side. And they need to take a good look at that because, it's like you're either in service, you're in service to others and service to the planet, and you're part of the awakening healing process, or you're working for the other side, whether in ignorance or whether knowingly, people, there's no fence anymore. There's no gray area anymore. The gray area, it's just polarities are you're either on the upward spiral and you want to live a joyous life, prosperous life, in harmony with each other and the planet, or you're on the downward spiral where you're trying to control and dominate and take, it's like you're on one or the other, and it's all and the lines are being drawn, and one's going to implode and discontinue, and the other's going to continue. And those are like the Hopi prophecies and the Native American prophecies all talk about that. But we're seeing it being played out right now. It's undeniable.
Right, definitely. And yeah, just a second ago, as you were saying that, I just saw Mother Mary appear.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she hangs out with me a lot. She's We keep getting beautiful photos of her appearing, and she's coming in. She's the House of Mary is Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the grandmothers, all of that, the divine feminine, or the Shekinah energies, which actually goes into the higher dimensions. There's other very powerful gods and goddesses behind that, and that's coming in strong right now, and it's putting an end to this polarity and the division, the whole demasculinizing everybody, it's like that whole thing. It's I've gotten in big trouble for this, but people go, well, how do you feel about the whole transgender thing?